would you take your overshoes off and play the same thing again, please? Well, good afternoon. It's Matinee with Bob and Ray again. Gay half-hour variety show with music by Ken and Bill. Charlie's going at control. Sponsors, public speakers, educational ads, and various things like that.
Well, we should explain. We're back to our usual location here in the studio today.
Things are much better today. I understand there's quite a beef about that.
Yes, Mr. Wilson beefed about the location. And can you imagine that his complaint was this, Bob? He couldn't see Bill Greaves.
That's good.
Well, it's one of them things. It's
I suppose it is, but we're back in our old home ground now today.
And we could lick the starch out of any invader, don't you think, Bob?
I believe we could, sure thing.
Lock that door, man. Patent down the hatch.
You know what I'm very anxious to find out is what happened to Terrence O'Raffigan.
I got a late bulletin for you. His name is Lawrence McGaffigan.
McGaffigan. I had it pretty close.
And,
I think we should find out right away how he's taking out tracking down that band of criminals.
I don't.
Well, he left them in a very tough position yesterday.
He was pushed into the drink.
Yes, but they had pulled him out. They had pulled him out, and the complete police force of Big City Metropolis. We got it. We got it over here.
No, I never repeat very
I got it.
I sent him along to the Saturday Evening Post. They use him as fillers.
He's known as Franklin P. Jones.
Certainly.
To some people.
But friends, my big reason for being here today, of course, is to talk to you about snow and what it means to us in this atomic age, how we can put snow to work for us. A grand new medium of energy. Snow is so much, it's so good and so white that we should be able to do something with it. Sporting at my laboratory, talking with my assistant, Mr. Carl Crublet, who you all remember as the man who developed... Yes, I believe he did it, come up. Yes, he did.
That's as good as anything.
What?
Fire escapes for boats.
Oh, I don't know. It could be something, but we won't go into it, and I won't even bother with snow as an energy.
I think we should look in on Terrence O'Raffigan. What was his name?
Lawrence.
Let me write it down. Lawrence.
McGaffigan.
Cop. Yesterday we heard how the entire combined brains of the Big City Metropolis Police Force that...
Oh, announcer, McGaffigan now has a new little speech at the beginning. You just say, here is Lawrence McGaffigan, cop.
Lawrence McGaffigan, cop.
And it shall be my duty as cop to prosecute to the full extent of the law all criminals guilty of crimes perpetrated within the boundaries of this county and to defend with equal vigor all the rights and privileges of all its citizens.
Yesterday, we heard the mayor of Big City Metropolis say, now look here, McGaffigan. You've got to go out and bring in this dangerous band of criminals because I want action.
We heard the fire department chief say...
How do you do?
And we heard Lawrence McGaffigan cop say...
What am I going to do? Like a rat?
We left Lawrence as he was patrolling his beat along the waterfront.
We left Lawrence on 110. Heading towards the
sewer. So far... A little less noisy, please.
Mr. Wilson, can you play a harmonica?
Peabody doesn't listen to this program, so don't worry about awards.
That sounds like a group of Larry Adlers. Can you play, Zippy?
Zippers are coming back, you know.
Yeah, Zippers definitely are coming back.
Zippers, a zipper season.
I like that.
Lawrence McGaffigan cop is standing outside the Romani Tea Room in Big City Metropolis, looking for his first clue in tracking down this dangerous band of criminals. Inside, soft music plays.
Hey, Eddie, come here. I'm Lawrence McGaffigan cop.
Yeah, cop. What can I do?
I'm from Central Headquarters, Homicide Division.
Right, all.
Up two flights.
What can I do for you?
As you know, there's been a terrible crime wave in this big town.
Yeah, a lot of jewelry stores have been busted in it.
That's right. And it's been my assigned duty to track down these here criminals.
Good for you, Larry.
And I want to ask you a few questions.
Sure thing.
Where was you?
Huh?
Where was you?
I was right here all the time, Larry. I didn't do it.
Why?
I didn't do it, really. I didn't do it.
Better come along with me. I don't like your look.
Okay, then. I'll come along with you.
I got to try everything.
Okay.
Meanwhile, at police headquarters, the mayor is up in arms.
I'm holding him.
I tell you, we'd better have action in this case. I've got my best man.
Wait a minute, I'm going to put you into this chair over here.
All right.
There we are. Now.
That's much better. Now I can pound the table and demand action. I've got my best cop, Lawrence McGaffigan, on the case.
You call me, man.
He should be in any time with
I'm here, man.
Latest report of
man.
What he's been doing.
Man, will you remember me?
I expect a knock on the door any moment from Lawrence McGaffigan, cop.
Come in, whoever it is.
Oh, it's you, McGaffigan.
Oh, yes, I saw the ghost there for a minute.
Have you turned up any new clues in this hunt for this dangerous band of criminals? I want action.
I picked up that newspaper man you told me to trail.
Where is he?
He's at the pokey.
Meanwhile, at the pokey.
That's a little nightclub on the outskirts of town.
Two men talk in excited whispers. Then cross town, at Big City Metropolis' police force, the mayor stands up.
Uh-oh.
He sits down again. McGaffigan, I tell you, I need action. Right now, I need a needle and thread.
Right now. Right now, you need more than anything that I have to offer.
We'll hear more about this tomorrow.
Lawrence McGaffigan Cop returns with another exciting episode in his life tomorrow at the same time. Brought to you by Gangs Incorporated.
What say we listen to the Cordettes, huh?
The who?
The Cordettes.
That's a swell name.
They didn't have a bed.
Four of them?
Oh, four?
Oh, that was you, Bob. I wish you would keep off stage when I'm counting the quartets like that.
They have very unusual arrangements. They sing a lot of barbershop quartets, huh?
They all sing a different key, Mr. Wilson, with his keen ear.
You mean Bill Lawrence and the Cordettes and the Mariners and Arthur Godfrey all sing in different keys?
What did he say? Yes. Mr. Wilson, would you repeat it, please?
That's what he said.
Please,
all of the different artists sing in different keys.
Well, yes, that's what I said.
That's their own prerogative.
Oh, I thought all the quartets had a different key. It sounded like it. I mean, there were very funny harmonics coming out of the loudspeaker.
Some were winking and blinking at me.
By the way, we have this loudspeaker here. Why don't we tune it into something?
What?
Let's tune this loudspeaker into something.
What should we tune? You know, we haven't tuned in some interesting radio programs for a long time.
No, I think we should.
Well, let's look around and see what kind of program. Charlie. While these two men of music play, we'll look around.
We'll find the program and we'll listen to it for a few minutes.
Thank you.
see. 5 nights, Tuesday, December 13th, and will extend to Saturday, the 17th of December. They're putting on a modern English version of Antigone. Antigone, you remember him?
Oh, yeah, we all
sure.
remember him.
They're putting on this here Antigone, which...
married to Uncle Gunny.
Yes, which Catherine Cornell did on Broadway several years ago. Now, these here Harvard Dramatic Club Sturleys are going to put it on for 5 nights, starting Tuesday, December 13th, and extending to Saturday, the 17th of December. The curtain goes up at 8:30, so be sure and get there about 9:45, everybody. The tickets sell at $1.80 and $1.20.
What are the tickets, Ray?
$1.80 and $1.20.
Okay.
It's being given in Sanders Theater, which is part of Memorial Hall. And to quote Harry Flynn, that's the monstrosity of a building across from the College Yard on Kirkland Street. Thank you and good night.
Today, an auspicious occasion in the music world, an auspicious occasion on matinee with Bob and
Ray. This auspicious occasion will come to a...
Yep, we need some fanfares for this.
I mean, quiet, everybody.
Live music for this, as a matter of fact. This is a yearly event that everyone in the music business waits for with anticipation.
And bated breath. Meet me at Kyber Pass at 12:30.
No. You're off on the wrong thing.
Follow me, Ben.
Do you got fanfare again?
I want some volunteers.
No, you're wrong, Paul.
Oh, okay.
Next studio now.
All right. Captain, we've sighted land.
No. Not one of those.
But, Christopher.
This
is a new country.
I better just get going into this because we have a lot of ground to cover.
We certainly have.
This is the Bob and Ray selections of the 1949 All-Star Popular Orchestra.
Thank you, Dick. And good afternoon, music lovers. This afternoon, Bob and myself have come to these studios to present the names of those whom we think have contributed more to music in America and throughout the entire world during the past 13-month period.
Thank you, Lonesome Gal. Our selections for the members of All-Star Orchestra. Number one, for piano, we pick...
Johnny McAteer. We love the way he plays his piano.
Right. Now, the violin section will include...
Guy Lombardo and Evelyn.
The bass section. First bass...
Skinny Ennis.
Then second base, we'll have Dizzy Gillespie.
And at shortstop, Vern Stevens.
Then on guitar, Al Raleigh.
Saxophone, the entire saxophone division of the United States Marine Band, every single one of them. Bless them, live in grand.
Bugler, Homer Plunkett from Troop 9. He had a hard fight, but he made it, and he will be in our...
Honorable mention on that bugle, Lyle Gum.
Right. And the trumpet section will also include such notables as Tommy Tucker.
Arranger, Cyril Blood.
Right. That's our all-star band.
And with the Ontario String Quartet.
Once we can get all of these people together at one time, we will have one of the greatest aggregations that music has ever
Doesn't
known.
Doesn't it just fire your imagination to picture all these musicians in one grand organization?
It certainly does.
Can't you just see them in a big bus one night?
Well, not exactly, no, but maybe
let's
they
will. Let's hope, friends, that band will get together sometime.
Right, and all of you musicians that we mentioned, all of you who want to pick up your Bob and Ray Silver G-Clef Award, just call here at the station.
We're awfully sorry that all of you fine musicians who wrote into us begging that we put you on this All-American band, that we didn't have room.
Right.
I'm awfully sorry, and we did get your letter, Mr. Kuzetsky.
Right. Now, I think it's time that we talk about the music nook since we're on the subject
and
of music.
And our autographed picture will be going right out to you.
And your copy of Mule Train. don't you think we should talk about the music nook?
Why? Because they pay for it?
I suppose.
Well, that's as good a reason as I can think of. Sure. Let's talk about the music nook. Well, first of all, it's a music store, friend. And it's a nifty little music store. It's so warm on a cold day.
As
you'll love just going in there to warm up.
It's located out of the low-rent district.
Yes, sir. Don't forget, there's no sense in putting your money in overhead.
You simply take take a bus to Norwood. You turn right. You walk 3 miles. Unless you want to take a cab.
Well, you can mush it part of the way.
Get out of the cab after you go 3 miles and walk 2 blocks. Then climb 14 flights of stairs. There is the music nook, nestled away in an attic.
Bring your lunch. Go early, friends. Spend an entire day browsing through these interesting albums and stuff.
Well, the thing that they have the most of and the best of are the RCA Victor 45 record player attachments.
Oh, how does that go, Bob?
Goes 45 revolutions a minute.
I mean, how could I put it on my...
Connect very simply.
All right. How would I attach this RCA 45 sterling per minute thing?
Now, we also have 45 RPM records.
Answer my question.
Please, you're embarrassing me.
Oh, all right.
We haven't got the information on that. No, it's a very simple process to connect them, I understand.
Well, you merely pull out the condenser, friend. It's over by the, as you all know, the compressor. And you take the super heterodyne and fashion it with a little bit of soldering lead to the cold water outlet.
Mm-hmm.
Cross your fingers and scream fire.
And get out fast.
But it is easy.
That music nook is the place to go if you're looking for the 45 record player attachment.
And it's the place to go New Year's Eve, too, friend.
Oh, they're having a big party out there New Year's Eve. Beginning next week, the 15th, they're going to be open every night until 9 o'clock, just so they can meet their old friends.
That's what they're there for, and I'd love to meet a lot of new friends,
too. A lot of the young ones, too.
They like to make friends with you folks.
That's right.
So why don't you go to the music nook, for goodness sakes, if you want one of those RCA things, and everyone seems to.
See what happens. It's located on 1A.
Young man, would you like one of those RCA things?
I'll please, so no.
Okay, well, you can see, friends, that... Well, he's an exception, but most of them do want one. So, if you'd like one, there's only one place...
Here's another young man. I believe you'd like one of these 45-player attachments, wouldn't you?
Ha! Ha!
Then, of course, there are some people...
I need one of them things like I need a broken arm.
Right. And, maybe the ladies in your family would like one of these for Christmas.
No, thanks. Please.
Well, I don't think this mean approach is doing much. You can get all of your favorite Victor artists on 45 records. Gladys Swarthout.
What?
Gladys Swarthout.
Who's he?
He sings on RCA.
Is he a baritone or a crooner or what?
Well, I believe it's a contralto.
Uh-huh.
And then you can get Robert Merrill.
Excuse me, you don't have to tiptoe in this studio, young man. If you had something to park
in and your flat feet to their full extent.
Don't have to tip in this studio. You have a late bulletin, Ken? Would you like to divulge it for the tens of listeners we have?
The organ blower just blew up.
You would.
Is that Bobby Norris?
Bobby will call. Oh, well, I'll be standing by for that call, and let's hope it stops the Sterling to you, Ken. And I can't think of a better... Hello.
Yes. There's the music. Let's call it in again.
Hello, sir. Good to hear from you. Did you hear your spot in the radio?
Yeah, I wonder whether you're through or not.
No, not yet. We have a few more things we'd like to cover before we wrap the thing
up. Well,
I think
you covered it just about enough.
Mm-hmm. Did you like Aunt Jenny's thing?
Yeah, it's getting better.
Sure. Well, let's go on, you know.
I like that part where she goes into the mayor's office and he's demanding action.
That's right.
Boy, that's a good part of it.
Remember, when you buy...
I hope they do that every day.
What's that again?
I feel they do that every day.
Well, we'll speak to them about it anyway.
Right. Speak to your scripter.
I certainly will. And thank
Ace Brigode.
Who?
Ace Brigode.
Sure. And thanks for calling.
Oh, it's nothing, really.
And we hope that you have a long and happy visit with us here at Matinee with Bob and Ray.
Well, I wouldn't count on that too much, but...
Well, we're not, really.
All right. For the money, it's a good show, you know?
All right.
Hey, it's not costing me too much.
No, it's a nice
build up a lot of goodwill out of it.
Mm-hmm.
What the heck?
Sure. All right, sir. Thank
but,
you.
But, I mean, it's okay.
Well, that's the idea we had. Now, tell me, how are your RCA 45?
They're all fine.
Sure. They asked for me?
Yeah. Want to be remembered to you.
Good.
Right all.
Well. Now, will you hang up? This is costing me money, I understand.
Yeah, well,
it's a call collect.
It is a collect call, but I figure that's okay.
Oh, it is.
I mean, fine.
Sure. We're not complaining one iota.
Right. If you get tired, you might bet that I wear a bow tie all the time.
All right. Sure.
But you don't need to, I mean...
Well, look, I better hang up, and as much as this is...
How's the family?
Fine, they're all asking for you.
Well...
Sure. They, my wife was wondering how your RCA 45 is going.
Fine, they want to be ready for her, too.
Good.
All right. Got all the artists out here on those 45 records, you know.
Yes, of course.
Sure. Bye. Huh?
I said goodbye.
Oh, yeah. Well, call again, will you?
Yes.
I mean, let's be friendly about this thing.
Sure.
Bye. Keep in touch and everything.
Bye, sir.
Bye.
Well.
Bye.
I hung up, sir.
Oh, excuse me. I didn't read that line there, sir. Goodbye.
All right.
Now, till next time. Goodbye.
Incidentally, Ken, I have had just one request to sing the long for the last mile home.
Well, why don't you do that?
And I'll leave it to you. I won't answer that request because it was written by my little boy and it was his first letter. We don't have it here in the studio. I tell you what, I'll sing it tomorrow because then we have tens of listeners.
You mean we can look forward to it tomorrow?
I'm going to use it as a cliffhanger or a teaser so that everyone will be sure and tune in. So call all your friends and relatives and tell them to be sure and tune in tomorrow when I sing The Last Mile Home. That's all I can sing now, friends. It goes something like that.
The music goes something like that.
So until then, it's been grand talking with you.
We're not through yet.
Oh,
we got another 7 minutes.
And stop the music.
I've got to go down and get that can of Beacon Wax so we can talk about it.
And we want to fix the floor today, too. Mm-hmm. You go get the can of wax, and Ken Wilson and Bill Green will play a little music for us. I never see Maggie alone.
Thank you.
if you'll give us a little more, my cord will get down on the floor here.
I'll open this can.
It opens up very easily, Bob. No, you don't. No, let me try it now. Oh, now I'll open it. Oh, I'd better give it another. There. No, by jingle. Well, let's pound it on the floor a little.
Is it getting loose now?
There's
the top right off just as easy as pie.
Hey,
that is pie in there.
Hey, this looks good enough to eat.
It's pie.
It isn't vegan floor wax.
Huh?
It's canned pie.
Looks like butterscotch pie filling.
But
don't use it for that, Fred.
No, really, friends. This vegan floor wax is the greatest wax that was ever invented. I like it better than atomic energy myself. Now, you folks may like atoms and all that sort of thing, but for me, I'll take vegan floor wax every time. And now here is my announcer to tell you all about it. Take it away.
In the handy 59-cent pint size.
You can get a freight car for $2 if you have the money.
You can get a quart for 98 cents and a gallon for $2.89.
In other words, all you can drink.
One of these, two halves of your floor, which you have already put one half of any kind of...
I'm
reading this backwards. I'm starting from the end and trying to work out.
I've got a late bulletin. They would like you to read it from the front.
All right. You'll want your floors to have that special holiday gleam for the Christmas season. The intelligent way to find out what floor wax to buy for brighter floors is to make a comparative test.
Thank you, Boris.
All you have to do is divide your floor into two parts.
Boris, I have a body here.
All through. On one of these, try Beacon Floor Wax. That's where I came in, you see.
Yes.
The wax that has gained an international reputation for long, gleaming wear. Put any other wax on the other side, then see the difference for yourself. The Beacon Wax Company guarantees full money back if the test doesn't prove. The Beacon outshines and outwears all other brands. Now I see my time is up.
Beacon Wax, spelled W-A-X.
Can be bought only in hardware, paint, linoleum department, and 5 and 10 cent to a dollar stores. Beacon costs 59 cents a pipe, 98 cents a quart, and 2.89 a gallon.
You'll have a wonderful time with Beacon Wax. Your floors will feel good again.
Don't forget, ladies, making a test is the really intelligent way of getting the most for your money.
Well, everyone's going to get Beacon Wax. Why not? Matt Mayo, Bob and I will be back again tomorrow at the very same time.
Tomorrow's payday, so everybody show up, please.
We want to thank Mr. Wilson for the evening. Thank you, too. I think it's awfully nice that you come and give up this time.
Radio Lang. You hit.